السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless every single one of us and to grant every single one of us every point of mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from evil and our offspring. And may He make us from amongst those who can help one another. May He protect us really from those who are evil and from evil deeds. Ameen. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, and dearest listeners, we are very blessed to be from amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, we sometimes take it for granted that we have so much goodness that is taught to us in this religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left anything without having given us instructions in its regard. If we take a look at the Quran and how deep it is, coupled with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would be amazed. I have chosen this afternoon to go through one topic that is connected to every single one of us, many times during the day and the night. It is the topic of the Islamic greeting. The topic of the Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you and His mercy and His blessings. That is the greeting. And that is the sunnah greeting. So what does the Quran have to say about this greeting? We will be looking at the Quran not because we do not believe in the sunnah. No, we adopt the sunnah equally. But at the same time, it is the month of the Quran. We are looking into the verses of the Quran at this particular moment and during this particular month to try and derive lessons from these verses. And therefore, if we take a look at the Quran, we will come across many verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of this greeting of As-Salam, As-Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first thing I'd like to make mention of is the meaning of this term. I told you moments ago, may the peace of Allah be upon you and His mercy and His blessings. However, that is a very shallow translation. It is a very quick way of translating it. The deeper meaning, as we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to peace, if someone is to tell you, may peace be upon you, from what? From my harm, to start with. Which means, I guarantee you, I won't harm you. So when you tell someone, Assalamu alaikum, you are telling them, my guarantee to you is not harm. I will never do anything to harm you. Subhanallah. What a powerful greeting it is. And yet, we take it for granted. We don't even think what we are saying when we say it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, at times we become hypocritical. We tell somebody, Assalamu alaikum, without realizing that we've just told them, I guarantee you I won't harm you. And as soon as they turn their backs, we begin to harm them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really never make us from those who are hypocrites. And this is why when you greet a Muslim or when you greet an individual, it is up to you never ever to harm them or to make sure you have not harmed them. Over and above the issue of harm and the fact that the greeting is actually a guarantee that you will not harm an individual or a group of people, you are invoking the blessings of Allah upon that individual or upon the group of people that you have greeted. So when you say, wa rahmatullahi, you are saying, may the peace, may the blessings of Allah be upon you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you. May the blessings of Allah be upon you. wa barakatuhu, subhanallah, the mercy, the rahmah, and the barakah, the blessings. So we are making dua for the blessings as well as for the mercy. Could there be a better greeting than that? Subhanallah. Could there be a better greeting than every time when you meet a person, you tell them, I won't harm you. I'm not going to harm you. I promise you I won't harm you. No harm from you. Not only that, the greeting includes a prayer, a dua, to say, may you be at peace even with your own creator, subhanallah. May you be at peace in your soul. May you be at peace in your mind. May you be at peace within the organs of your body. May you be at peace with your own creator. May you be at peace in your social life. May you be at peace in your economic life. All that is included in one greeting. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed that don't ignore people. When you see them, invoke the blessings of Allah upon them.
وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ.
When the believers come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they come to you, you start off by saying, may the peace of Allah be upon you. May peace be upon you, and everything we discussed a few moments ago is included in that term. And let them know that Allah has prescribed mercy upon Himself. Allah has dictated that He will be merciful. He is merciful. He has written the mercy for Himself. And give them hope. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am. In fact, if we take a careful look, we are taught in Islam, in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, that when somebody greets you with a greeting, it is your duty to respond to that greeting either equally or better it. Subhanallah. In fact, the Quran says your first duty is to come up with something better than they came up with. And if you can't because they got to the maximum, then at least you must return the greeting. And this is why it is very important as an act of worship that when we say Assalamu alaikum, we say it very clearly. We pronounce the letters very clearly because the greeting in Islam is an act of worship. You are rewarded for it and you are punished if it is not there. Or you may be sinful if you have intentionally not greeted someone without a valid Islamic reason. But before I continue further, let me tell you, when people don't greet you, please, it is un-Islamic to jump to a conclusion, to think that this person is ignoring me. Maybe they didn't see you. And sometimes if you know for a fact that they have seen you, maybe it is time for you to go to them and to ask them, look, have I done anything wrong? And to make amends. Because if a person is corrupt, and if a person's harm is more than their good, then there are some instances where we can ignore them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. I will get to that inshallah later on this afternoon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nisa,
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
Whenever you are greeted with a greeting, then return it with something better than it, or the minimum is, give it back equally as it is. For definitely Allah takes account of everything. So when someone says, may peace be upon you, you need to say, and may peace be upon you. Wa alaykum as-salam. And upon you as well, may that same peace be. And if someone says, as-salamu alaykum, it is your duty to try your best to add to those words, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 10 rewards for the first part, 10 rewards for the second part, 10 rewards for the third part. Why is it that we then cut it down? Imagine free rewards we are earning just by greeting people. Subhanallah. And if someone tells you, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, it is your duty to respond, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. And if someone greets you, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is your duty to respond, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that is as far as it goes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the understanding of the power of this greeting. Let's take a look at where else the Quran has spoken about the peace of Allah and this greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. When Moses, Musa alayhi salam, was sent to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam, and this is mentioned in Surah Taha,
فَأْتِيَاهُ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَا رَبِّكَ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى.
Allahu Akbar. Allah says, go to Fir'aun. Remember, who was Fir'aun? He thought he was God. He used to say he was God. He told Musa alayhi salam, I am the God. He told his people, look, I am the one. I am the giver of life and the taker of it. And he took four prisoners. He freed two of them and said, I gave them life. And he executed another two and said, I took away this life. How cheap. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. And may He make us from those who have sound intellect and who are not foolish like Fir'aun and his cronies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go to that man. Tell him we are the messengers of the Creator Himself. And we have come to you with certain signs. And may the peace of Allah be upon those who follow the guidance. Subhanallah. So we did not negate the greeting from him. But we said, if you want to follow the guidance, the peace will be upon you. Because if you had to say peace be upon you to a person like Fir'aun, you would actually be lying. May Allah protect us all. You would actually be lying because you are telling him the peace of Allah is upon you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace be upon you. I guarantee you I won't harm you. And at the same time, you will be in this peace and that peace. He won't. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has decided where peace belongs. And if there is a person who is oppressive, there is no peace in his life. Allah will remove the peace from that person's life. Because when a person is oppressive, that oppression eradicates the opportunities of peace coming in his direction. And this is something we need to realize. May Allah protect us from oppression. So here the greeting is, Assalamu ala man ittaba'a al-huda. May the peace be upon those who are following the guidance. And this verse, it is mentioned that it is a lesson for all of us to say, the true peace will only come to you in every aspect when you follow the guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us not from amongst those who read the guidance but don't follow it. Rather, read it as well as follow it. Many of us, mashallah, we claim to be Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we read the Quran, mashallah. But sometimes our lives are an embarrassment to the deen itself. Sometimes our lives are led in such a way that really, when people look at us, they think to themselves, is this what this religion is all about? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all protection. May He make us exemplary Muslims. Let's take a look at yet another greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran. When you enter the houses and the homes, it is your duty to greet before you start. Before anything, you have an obligation to do two things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها.
O you who believe, do not enter homes that do not belong to you until and unless you first make it known that you are there, number one. And then you greet aloud with the greeting, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then you have permission to enter. When a house is not yours, then you cannot just enter it, open the door and go in. No, you need to knock first. You need to clear your throat so people know you are there. You need to maybe make a little bit of a sound so people can realize you are there and they permit you to enter the house. Then you greet them with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Those are the etiquettes of entry into the homes, subhanallah. So if you are not permitted, you need to go away without feeling bad. They may be enjoying a private moment that you have come to disturb. May Allah protect us. Yes, the Quran speaks of that.
وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ.
If you are told to go back, to go away from the door, go away, it is better for you without feeling bad. You don't know what was going on in that house. May Allah protect us. And nowadays, mashallah, we have so much communication. We have the mobile phone. We have different types of communication, mashallah. We have blue teeth. May Allah grant us understanding. We have the Bluetooth and we have what not. Subhanallah, communication has progressed to the degree that one wonders where it will still get to. I think we will probably soon be having a small chip in our ears where if someone wants to talk to you, they get through to your ear, not only your phone. Together with all this communication, it's our duty to let the people know that we are coming to your house. That is part and parcel of the etiquettes of Islam, rather than just pitch up there last minute and then disturb their private moment, whether it was a meal, they are embarrassed to let you come in. Only Allah knows, they might have been sitting together as a family and maybe you would have destroyed that particular gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the Islamic etiquettes. So, it is part of the etiquettes of visiting people to let them know that you are there. The time when there was no communication, the bare minimum, or sometimes when you don't know the numbers or when you haven't had the opportunity to call, you are passing and so on, the bare minimum is you knock and you ask, can I enter? Or you make sure that when you knock, people will open the door and welcome you. I hope we are not a burden at people's homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all protection. That having been said, to entertain a guest who comes to your house is a very, very great reward. To entertain someone who comes to your house is part of iman. It's part of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You respond to their greeting, welcome them in the house, even if it means for a few minutes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who strike the balance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter that if you have entered a home that belongs to you, number one, or you have entered a home where there is nobody, and you have permission to enter it because your goods are inside that house, your belongings are in the house, or you have been granted the keys of that house, and even when you are entering your own homes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us again in Surah An-Nur. He says,
وَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً.
And when you enter those homes, you should greet, even if the greeting is returning just to yourself. So you enter an empty home of your own, greet as you enter, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even though that greeting might be returning upon yourself, why don't you make a prayer for the blessings of Allah upon yourself and the peace of Allah upon yourself? As you enter the house will be full of blessings, full of barakah, full of mercy, full of peace. That we invoke when we enter our own homes and we greet with that greeting, subhanallah. Many times people complain, in our house there is no peace, there is disaster, there is no mercy. When we enter, we want to exit as soon as possible. In fact, when we get to the door, we think to ourselves, I don't want to go in. Possibly we don't even greet ourselves. We don't even greet our own folks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So we need to invoke Allah's blessings and mercy upon us. And we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this way, the way of the greeting. Let's take a look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Some strangers came to him. They were actually angels. He did not recognize that they were angels immediately. But he was very, very hospitable. As they came in, without even asking them, who are you and what you're doing, when you came and when you're going. No, he didn't ask them that.
هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ.
Has the news come to you of the honored guests of Ibrahim? They were honored by Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا.
When they entered his door, He welcomed them saying, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. You won't be harmed by me. And over and above that, I ask Allah's peace to be upon you in every single way that that term peace can be interpreted. And the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And they entered His home. He told them, hang on, just wait a minute. I'm coming just now. You people have not eaten because I know at this time of the day you wouldn't have eaten. I'm coming with a little bit of food. He went to the back and slaughtered a calf. And he cooked it and roasted it quickly and came back with a whole calf to feed three people. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Some of us might think that that is extravagance. Yet, in that particular time, that was hospitality. It was hospitality. Today, subhanallah, we cannot offer the guest one glass of water. We cannot offer the guest one glass of water. And the hadith says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri falyukrim dayfah." Whoever truly believes in Allah and the last day must honor his guest. Honor his guest in every single way. Try to give your guest some time. That having been said, when we are guests at someone's place, let's not waste their time. Let's not waste their time. And let's not engage in futile discussion involving other people and involving ghibah, backbiting and slander and gossip. Because if that's the case, then our journey will not be a successful one and our visit will be a flop. So here we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why he is telling that to us? Many reasons. One of them, for us to learn a lesson. To say, even when people visit you, you greet them with salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hypocrites. A hypocrite is he who greets you, but deep down he knows he still wants to harm you. He who smiles at your face, the broadest smile from ear to ear, all the way round in fact. May Allah grant us protection, all of us. And they know that this smile is just a plastic smile. It's just a plastic smile. It doesn't really have any weight in it. This man is my enemy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from those. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that some people come to you and this is what they do. They greet you with a greeting that nobody else greets you with. Not even one. And yet they are the hypocrites. They are the ones who harm you. In your front, meaning in front of you, they praise you to the degree that you will think this person here worships me. And behind your back, they stab you to the degree that no one has stabbed you worse than that. Those are the hypocrites. So Allah describes them in Surah Al-Munafiqun, in Surah Al-Mujadala. Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. When they come to you, they greet you with such a powerful greeting that even Allah has not used to greet you. Imagine. And yet they are hypocrites. Allah says this. They are greeting you with a greeting that Allah has not even greeted you with. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa maghfiratuhu wa whatever, whatever, and wa this and wa that and whatever. May Allah protect us. If there is a genuine greeting, no problem. But the problem here, Allah is mentioning the hypocrites, that when they come to you, they greet you with such a powerful greeting. Now, the lesson we have is twofold. One is, we should recognize people who are not genuine. May Allah make us from those who can recognize those who are not genuine. Hold them at an arm's length. Do not disrespect them, yes, but at the same time, be careful and be warned. The Prophet was being warned. But more important than that, let us look into ourselves. Are we from amongst those who are hypocritical, even with one person, where we greet them and we smile in their faces and thereafter, behind their backs, one wonders only what happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that type of behavior. Here Allah has exposed the hypocrites. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when such ignorant people who are full of nonsense, who are worth nothing, who are full of trouble and problematic people, who only have disgust in them, people who have filth and dirt on their mouths and tongues, people who have no good in them at all, when they come in your direction, you can just greet them with salam and you walk away. Do not engage in extra discussion with those who have those type of qualities. No extra discussion, because if that happens, not only will they put words in your mouths, but they would actually create problems for you. They would create a lot of problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Furqan,
وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا.
When the ignorant, who have the qualities that I mentioned moments ago, when they are being spoken to or when they are speaking, then all the good believers should say is salam, which means peace, peace upon you. Don't worry, I'm walking away. And they walk away. Sometimes, and I mentioned this at the beginning of this talk, when a person is really harmful, it is dangerous to speak to them because of the harm that they have. It may be correct to move away without even greeting. Just look down and carry on walking because you know this person is extremely dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
Learn to forgive people, number one. Or forgive the people. And enjoin that which is good and turn away from those who are sinful, those who are bad and evil people. If someone is evil, you just turn away from them. Don't even waste your time greeting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Obviously, in our case, we don't have a revelation to tell us who is evil and who is not. So anyone who greets us, it's our duty to respond a greeting. But where you know that someone has absolutely no good in them. Nowadays what happens, sometimes you have a person who claims to know you who doesn't even know you. And they put words into your mouth. And they have never spoken to you. And they accuse you of this and that. Not only that, if it is a president, for example, there are a lot of people who say, I know the president, I know him very well. He was on the phone with me the other night. You want to see an SMS from him? Subhanallah. Why lie? For what? Is this how we will achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just to portray that we are big important people? You know, we know the president. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. We need to know Allah before everybody else. And before anyone else, we need to recognize our own creator and know him and develop a link with him. Then inshallah we will be from amongst those who are proud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then warns us again, after telling us that you turn away from those who are evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. His name was Azar. When Ibrahim, or Abraham, may peace be upon him, told him, stop worshipping these idols, stop carving these idols. What happened? He says,
أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا.
Oh Ibrahim, you are turning away from our gods, the gods of our forefathers. We are going to stone you if you are not careful. We are going to be stoning you very soon. We will eradicate you. We will actually chase you out of our own community. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went away before they could actually do anything. Subhanallah. They tried, but before anything meaningful happened, we know that he was put into the fire and the fire was actually a means of coolness for him. They tied him and threw him into the fire. Allah says the fire burnt the ropes but didn't burn him. It actually freed him. That was a miracle of the Prophet Abraham, may peace be upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he looked at his father and he says, Salamun alayk, peace be upon you, I'm going away, I'm out. This was a dua for his father to say, may the peace be upon you. But obviously, definitely, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that your father is from amongst those who are going to be cast into hellfire, at that point, obviously, it was not even allowed for him to have invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon his own father, according to the Quran. Because once a person is declared by Allah as being an outright enemy, there is no goodness, or would be incorrect for us to now tell Allah, no, change your mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us about the greeting of the people of Jannah. Now we enter paradise. When we enter paradise, the real peace is now, inshallah, within us and around us and in every way encompassing us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many places in the Quran, Allah says,
وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ.
Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Those who believed and did good deeds, when they enter, or they will be made to enter Jannah forever and ever, they will dwell therein. When they meet their Creator, they will be greeted by salam from their own Creator. Subhanallah. In fact, the angels of death, when they are taking the soul of a believer away, they start off with a greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the minute an angel greets you when he is coming to take your soul away, you have every reason to smile. You know, mashallah, that's good news. Alhamdulillah. But by that time, even if it was bad news, it would have been too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us again,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ.
Those who believe and do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to Jannah by their good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them towards what they believed in, which is Jannah.
تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ.
They will be in goodness of Jannah. Underneath them there will be rivers flowing. Rivers of pure honey, rivers of pure milk, rivers of pure water, rivers of pure juices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day and from that day, whenever they greet one another, they will be greeting each other with salam.
دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام.
Every point of goodness they will notice, they will say Subhanallah. All praise is due to Allah. Look at this goodness. And this is why it's important that we in this dunya also increase the statement praise be to Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. These are powerful means of remembering the Creator and mentioning His name. And Allah says, and on that day, and from that day, their greeting in Jannah will be the same greeting. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let me end by making mention of two hadiths from amongst the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first is, he tells us, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you a greeting? Or should I not show you an action? If you were to fulfill it, it would result in the increase of love amongst you and between you. So the companions were listening. He says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread this greeting between you genuinely. Genuinely meaning, not just say, Salamu alaykum, Salamu alaykum. Everyone you see, Assalamu alaykum. Think about what you're saying. I will not harm you and stop harming people. And Allah says it will increase and promote the love. Wallahi, I guarantee you it will. If the Prophet said it, then it definitely has to. And if we are greeting people and it's not promoting love and peace, then we should know there's something wrong with our greeting. And this brings us to the next hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Afshu salama, spread the salam. The salam includes not only the greeting, but the peace. In every single way. Guarantee people you won't harm them and stop harming them. And make dua for their peace and their blessings. Afshu salama, that's the first action. Spread this peace, spread the salam. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامَ. And feed people food. Which means honor your guest and feed the poor. Even feed the rich. No harm in sending them a plate of food. Subhanallah. So long as it's good food, mashallah. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامَ وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامَ. And maintain your family ties. Go and resolve problems. Make sure that you go and you are the one who tries and bring family members together. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And find yourselves in prayer whilst everybody else is sleeping, because then you are genuine. You are not showing anyone, you are showing your own Creator. And the end of the hadith says, تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ بِسَلَامٍ. If you do that, you will enter the heaven of your own Rabb with very much ease, with a lot of ease and with a lot of peace. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us every form of peace and every form of goodness. I have in a nutshell clustered together the verses within the Quran that have made mention of this greeting of peace, its importance and its value, when to greet, how to reply, how to greet, and when you have the right not to greet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can promote peace in every single way, and who can promote love, and who can actually learn during this month of Ramadan, that when we fulfill the greeting, we will be getting a reward of a farad deed. because it is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reward of it is multiplied. Therefore, increase the greeting. And remember, the greeting is not necessarily with the hand. So, sometimes if we were to greet with the hand, yes, it is the completion of the greeting. But if you can't shake the hand of a person, at least greet them from a bit of a distance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all protection and make us from those who can take heed. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.